Hi everyone, very very good morning, and it is such a pleasure to be able to talk to you again in the morning today. And my goal for today is to do something very different from what we do normally. My goal for today is to, say kind of remind you of something which is very important, but we keep forgetting. Okay, so I will now today tell you there are two kind of people in the world. There is a kind of people who believe that they are the center of the universe. Okay, so let's try to imagine. There are kind of people who imagine that they are center of the universe, and they believe everything should happen for them, and everything that is happening for them is what they truly deserve, and they whatever good is happening to them is their right. And there are second kind of people who are grateful for whatever is happening for them. It is very important to understand the second thought, which is the thought of gratitude. Now, what I've learned in life is people who are not grateful for what they are getting, or people who are more, who believe that they're more entitled for whatever good is happening for them. Now, try to understand the difference. When you have this sense of entitlement, okay, that this should happen for me, or people are doing good things for me because I deserve it, I think, and versus somebody who is grateful. What I've learned is that success always flows to people who are having gratitude. Now, today, we will do some exercises together. Number one is, I want you to look back at life and think of all the good things that have happened to you. No, do not think about the bad things right now. Think about all the good things that have happened to you. You've entered the medical school. Out of millions of students who appear for the NEET exam, you were the ones who got a chance to get into medical school. Do you feel grateful for it? If yes, put a yes in the chat box. Do you feel grateful for where you are right now? Do you remember? Now, sometimes we throw away the blessings that we have by saying it is not enough. We have to follow, and you have to understand. Many times I meet students who would come and say, "Sir, I think my career would be worthless if I'm not able to study further." Then what about the success that you've achieved so far? That was not ordinary. Ordinary people don't get into medical school. So when you now look back at life and think of it, that what all good do you have so far? Now, this has helped me a lot to keep a positive perspective to life. A lot of students, a lot of children also, and a lot of people all around social media keep asking me that what makes me positive. Now, what makes me positive is the attitude of gratitude. I have not been the same person throughout my life. I've evolved, and I'm sure you will also evolve. Like once upon a time, there was a time when I was complaining a lot, and I was not happy with whatever is going on, and I was like, I should get this, I should get this. And then I started noticing that whatever we take for granted might be a dream for someone else. Now, it's very important to follow. That there's a quote which says that I was always complaining of my shoes till the time I met someone with no legs. Now, can you now imagine you are taking your medical school journey for granted? You're saying, "Yaar, ye to kuch bhi nahi hai, bekar hai." But there are millions of students who would, give anything to trade places with you. There are lakhs of students who appear for the NEET exam to become a doctor, and you've already there, but we're not feeling grateful for it. But what happens is, until unless we are grateful for what we have, more blessings don't come our way. We need to have gratitude to let the blessings come to us. And if you today look back, there's so many things that you may have which you might be taking for granted, including loving relationships, great friends. Friends who are teasing you right now, or who are, sometimes supporting you, sometimes keeping you happy, sometimes, giving you some sarcasm, but whatever is going on, but it is important. The friends, family, and how many times do we actually express gratitude to them? Now, if you start believing in the power of attitude of gratitude, you will become a focus of positivity. instead of seeking positivity and motivation around you, you will now seek motivation within you, and you will become a source of motivation and inspiration for others, because you will be excluding, you will be radiating positivity, you will be radiating gratitude. Now, I want you to do another exercise today. Express gratitude. So, first was count what all you have received, what are the blessings that you have that will give you positivity, that will tell you that dunya utni kharab nahi hai, meri zindagi utni barbaad nahi thi, main soch raha hoon, aisa kuch bhi nahi hai ki exam aa raha hai, exam is an opportunity. I need to make sure that I am grateful for what I have. I need to make sure that I am grateful for what people do for me. Okay, I need to understand that I'm not entitled for everything that is happening for me, whatever my parents are doing. If you were born in the West at the age of 14, probably, you know, the parents would have said ke aap apna dekhen aur, you know, start taking a loan and apna padhein. So we need to learn to express gratitude also. That the second exercise. We first was count what we have, count the blessings, be grateful for them, express gratitude. So today I want you to do an exercise. Express gratitude to all that, you know, all people who matter to you, who have gone out of the way to help you. You know, express gratitude to people who have gone out of the way to help you reach so far. And final exercise for the day will be, okay, it's very important. So when we are grateful, when we are grateful, we look at the world in a very different manner. And then we learn to share the blessings that we have. Now, although it is slightly out of context, but it would help you to see world in a better way. Like, you know, we believe, you know, that wherever we are able to reach in life, it definitely is because of our hard work, it is because of our, you know, persistence, and whatever you are doing is making you reach where you are. But in all, there is a stroke of luck as well. Like, you know, I'm sure you would agree, between a student who gets, you know, out of 300, 149 and 151, there is a difference of 2 marks. One will be successful in his pass marks of 50%, and one will be unsuccessful. The difference is 2 marks or 1 mark, and that is sometimes a stroke of luck as well. So when we are winning, we need to be learned to, we need to learn to share our blessings as well. Now, how many times do we see when we are going home, and I'm sure you would see today when you're going home, going to your college, especially when you go to the hospital, outside the hospital, you will find a lot of people sitting on the roads, sitting on the footpaths, and you'll realize that, you know, life is not same for everyone. So we have to be kind every time, wherever possible, we need to exude kindness. Now, imagine now, if you can, you know, instead of saying मुझे क्या चाहिए, मुझे क्या मिलेगा, मुझे क्यों नहीं मिल रहा, मैं तो मुझे ये भी मिलना चाहिए, मुझे ये भी मिलना चाहिए, instead of that, I change everything to saying sense of gratitude and kindness. You will find calmness coming into your system, and you will find you will be able to gain and more success. You will become more and more successful in life, because now you will be the source of positivity. Practice this. Count your blessings. Express gratitude to people who matter, and share your blessings whenever you can. Be kind. Be kind. Whenever you can, be kind in your responses. Sometimes not just monetary and not just what you do for people, but you speak. Are you kind enough? If you are able to do these three things, especially in the next 3 days, it will help you calm down. You know, ऐसा लग रहा है कि जिंदगी में अगर मैं ये एग्जाम नहीं निकाला तो जिंदगी खराब हो जाएगी. एक एग्जाम चाहिए मुझे, ये चाहिए मुझे, गाड़ी चाहिए मुझे, चाहिए, मतलब एक ऐसा लग रहा है जैसे हम भाग रहे हैं. अगर उस सबको रोक के सोचें, यार ठीक चल रहा है, आई एम ग्रेटफुल फॉर वट आई हैव, आई विल एक्सप्रेस ग्रेटिट्यूड टू पीपल हु आर गोइंग आउट ऑफ द वे टू डू थिंग्स फॉर मी, एंड नंबर 3, आई विल शेयर माई ब्लेसिंग्स, एट लीस्ट आई विल बी काइंड to people around. I wish you all the best, and keep remembering these words. It will help you and probably help everybody around you to have a better life. I wish you all the best. Keep rocking, and have a great morning ahead. Good morning, and have a great day. Keep rocking.